Me? No, I ask. 10. That's worse than ordering. Everything works both ways. Om thumped his temple again. A wall caved in. That part of the crowd that hadn't managed to stampede from the place redoubled its efforts. 11. There must be punishment. Otherwise there will be no order. No. 12. I do not need you. I have believers enough now. But only through me, and perhaps not for long. It will all happen again. It's happened before. It happens all the time. That's why gods die. They never believe in people. But you have a chance. All you need to do is believe. 13. What? Listen to stupid prayers? Watch over small children? Make it rain? Sometimes. Not always. It could be a bargain. 14. Bargain? I don't bargain. Not with humans. Bargain now, said Brother, while you have the chance. Or one day you'll have to bargain with Simony or somebody like him. Or Ern. Or someone like him. 15. I could destroy you utterly. Yes, I am entirely in your power. 16. I could crush you like an egg. Yes. Om paused. Then he said, 17. And you can't use weakness as a weapon. It's the only one I've got. 18. Why should I yield then? Not yield, bargain. Deal with me in weakness, or one day you'll have to bargain with someone in a position of strength. The world changes. 19. Ha! You want a constitutional religion? Why not? The other sort didn't work. Om leaned on the temple, his temper subsiding.
Chapter 2, verse 1. Very well, then, but only for a time.
A grin spread across the enormous, smoking face.
For 100 years, yes?
And after 100 years?
2. We shall see.
Agreed. A finger the length of a tree unfolded, descended, touched Brother.
3. You have a persuasive way. You will need it. A fleet approaches.
Ephebians, said Simony.
4. And Sortians, and Jellybabians, and Clatchians, every free country along the coast, to stamp out Omnia for good or bad.
You don't have many friends, do you? Said Ern.
Even I don't like us much, and I am us, said Simony.
He looked up at the god.
Will you help?
5. You don't even believe in me.
Yes, but I'm a practical man.
6. And brave, too, to declare atheism before your god.
This doesn't change anything, you know, said Simony. Don't think you can get round me by existing.
No help, said Brother firmly.
What?
Said Simony.
We'll need a mighty army against that lot.
Yes, and we haven't got one, so we'll do it another way.
You're crazy.
Brother's calmness was like a desert.
This may be the case.
We have to fight.
Not yet. Simony clenched his fists in anger.
Look, listen, we died for lies. For centuries we died for lies.
He waved a hand towards the god.
Now we've got a truth to die for.
No, men should die for lies, but the truth is too precious to die for. Simony's mouth opened and shut soundlessly as he sought for words. Finally, he found some from the dawn of his education.
I was told it was the finest thing to die for a god, he mumbled.
Vorbis said that, and he was stupid.
You can die for your country or your people or your family, but for a god you should live fully and busily every day of a long life.
And how long is that going to be?
We shall see. Brother looked up at Om.
You will not show yourself like this again. Chapter 3, verse 1.
Nah, once is enough.
Remember the desert?
2.
I will remember.